it's time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Good afternoon and welcome back to hour number two of the Charlie Evers Show. My name is Nate Redmond, guest hosting in for Charlie Evers, and we wish Charlie the best as he continues to recover. And hopefully he'll be back here soon because we just love Charlie. And he does a fantastic job, of course. One of the legends of Marion Radio. And in case you didn't catch the first hour, a little bit about myself. Got my start in radio when I was 13 years old at a station in Upper Sandusky. And co-hosted with someone for a few years. And then when I turned 16, got my own program and continued that until about 2014. And since then, just kind of been doing my own thing on the internet and things like that. So, yeah, that's a little bit about myself. And then got to meet Charlie for the first time back in the 90s when he was working for WMRN. And my grandmother took me a tour of the station, and Charlie was running the board that day, and I actually got to press a couple buttons. And boy, you talk about a thrilled kid. Absolutely, I was. Well, we're going to start off with some more trivia, and I'll give you some more trivia than I did last hour, because we have a bunch. My wife helped me put some trivia together, and it's all Ohio trivia. So that's the key. Remember, it's all Ohio. So if it's a city, it's in Ohio. It all has to do with the great Buckeye State. So here's the first question we've got, and the phone number is 740-383-9944, in case you'd like to call, 740-383-9944. Here's the first question I've got for you on this hour number two edition of the Charlie Evers Show. What city was the first ambulance service established in 1865? What city was the first ambulance service established in 1865? Ermal Fraze invented the pop-top can in what town? Now, these are all Ohio cities. Ermal Fraze invented the pop-top can in what town? James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879 for what reason? James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879 for what reason? All right. Also, what was the first professional baseball team? What team was the first professional baseball team? And this one is a new question I got this hour. What was the first city to use police cars? What was the first city to use police cars? What city had the first professional fire department? What city had the first professional fire department? So here's a rundown of those once again. What city? Well, we have a phone call. We might have an answer. Go ahead. You're on WWGH Radio.
Was the first baseball team Cincinnati Reds?
It was the Cincinnati Reds. That's correct. Would you like a prize?
Yes, please.
All right. And who's this?
Ashley Braden.
All right. And what prize would you like? The McDonald's?
T-shirt.
Okay. The Jags T-shirt. Okay. All right. And that's in large size. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. All right, we have you down. Thanks for listening. Are we coming in loud and clear?
Yep.
All right, great. All right, well, you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. Another trivia question answered there. What team was the first professional baseball team? Okay, what city was the first ambulance service established in 1865? Ermel Fraze invented the pop-top can in what town? James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879 for what reason? And this guy was really smart. I'll just tell you, he was, and plus he was looking out for himself, too. James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879 for what reason? And what was the first city to use police cars? What was the first city to use police cars? And then also, what city had the first professional fire department? What city had the first professional fire department? So those are our trivia questions that are on the table for right now. 740-383-9944 is our phone number. Well, you know, have you heard about people that believe that the earth is hollow? Well, there's a gentleman that does believe the earth is hollow. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about him. John Cleves Symes, explorer. Did you ever think that maybe the earth is not solid but hollow? If you did, one John Cleves Symes of Hamilton would agree with you. And believe it or not, many people thought he might be onto something. Captain John Cleves Symes was a 19th century philosopher and the originator of the Symes theory of concentric spheres and polar voids. From the mathematical patterns of interlocking spheres in nature that he studied, he convinced himself that the world was hollow and even habitable within. Symes claimed that he could show entryways to unexplored inner regions of the North and South Poles, and he lectured across the Midwest to generate interest in his theory. Maybe he was a good talker, or maybe at the time the U.S. population really considered him to be a mathematical genius. Whatever the case, he was able to persuade the public to pressure Congress. Hey, we got another phone call. Let's see who it is. Hey, you're on WWGH. Go ahead.
Hello. The first police car was in Akron, Ohio.
Hey, that is correct. And would you like a prize?
Yes.
All right. And what's your name?
Kathy Avery.
All right. And what would you like? We have McDonald's extra value meals, a CRT coffee mug, and Jeg's large size T-shirt.
Value meal.
Okay, McDonald's. All right, I've got you down. Thank you so much for listening. We coming in loud and clear?
You're sounding good in Michigan.
Sounding good in Michigan. Listening online, huh?
Yes.
Okay, I'll put down that you're a online listener. All right.
All right.
Well, great. Thanks for listening to the program.
You're welcome.
All right. Have
Bye.
A fantastic day.
You too.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Listener from Michigan. Fantastic. Let me cross this trivia question off so I can keep track what I'm doing here. All right. Okay, to the hollow earth. This man actually believed in the theory of a hollow earth. His touring around the earth provided to be too much for Symes, and he decided to retire to Hamilton, leaving his buddy Jeremiah Reynolds to lead the cause of the hollow earth theory. Symes died in Hamilton in 1849. Reynolds again asked for help from the government, but without luck. He did, though, eventually find a rich New York investigator to pay for a ship. Yes, he did. He actually found somebody. The SS Anawan to explore Antarctica and search for the entryways to the world within. Alas, no portals were ever found. If you visit Ludlow Park in Hamilton, you will find a stone monument dedicated to Symes in the 1840s by his son, Americus Vespucci Symes, for all to wonder at. The inscription on the memorial reads, Captain John Clive Symes, as a philosopher and the originator of the Symes theory of concentric spheres and polar voids, he contended that the earth is hollow and habitable within. Appropriately, a hollow earth made of granite beckons from atop the memorial. So you can actually see this memorial in North Bend, Ohio. WWGH Radio, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, it's Cincinnati, the first professional fire department.
That is correct. All right. And would you be interested in the prize?
Yes.
All right. And what's your name?
David Avery.
All right. And what prize would you be interested in?
That value meal.
All right. The McDonald's value meal. All right. Well, we got you down. Thanks so much for listening.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. And once again, this is the Charlie Evers Show. My name is Nate Redmond, sitting in for Charlie on this wintry afternoon, although it's not quite as bad as it has been. My furnace, maybe you'll get a break this afternoon. My furnace runs and runs and runs. Till, you know, about down when it hits 20 degrees, my furnace never shuts off. No, maybe when it hits 29 degrees, my furnace never shuts off. So maybe I'll actually get a break. It'd be about time, for sure. Oh, dear. Well, thanks so much for listening. We do appreciate it. You can also listen online at our wonderful website, which is www.wwgh1071.com. And there's just a nice little listen live button, and you can click on that and just listen away. And it's pretty cool and pretty easy to get to. Okay, I'm going to add some more trivia on here since we've been getting some answers here. The ones we haven't got yet are these. See if I can read my writing here. What city was the first ambulance service established in 1865? Ermal Fraze invented the pop-top can in what town? James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879 for what reason? Can you tell me that? And let's see, how about this? Do you know what the rubber capital of the world is? What town is the rubber capital of the world? I didn't know this till my wife and I found this trivia question. So, what is the rubber capital of the world? The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? The American Federation of Labor.
Ted, did you know President Warren G. Harding was from Marion, Ohio? Yes, I did. I passed by his home on the way to the station today, but he wasn't home.
Well, Ted, he's been dead for quite some time.
That doesn't excuse bad manner. He could have left a bundt cake. They get better with age.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Listen for guests like legendary comedian Shecky Green.
Well, Ed Sullivan had his 11th anniversary, and I happened to be on the show. And he says to me, Shecky, you're not going to mess up on his show, are you? I said, no, Ed, I promise I will, you know. So I said to him, you introduce me. No, he says, what are you going to do? I said, well, you're on 11 years. Introduce me as, because I just got back from Europe, he and his wife, Sylvia. I said, introduce me as a German comic that you found in Germany that you brought back to the United States. He said, my God, that's a good idea. Then he said, tonight on our show, ladies and gentlemen, I was in Heidelberg with my wife. No, she was in Amsterdam. I was in Heidelberg. How come we didn't get to get? He said, ladies and gentlemen, I found this little German comic, and I think you're going to enjoy him. Here is Schickel Krieber, Schickatz. So I came out. I said, ready, I want to tell you something. Mr. Sullivan, it has been on television 11 years. This is his anniversary, and there's a reason why he's been on 11 years. He don't sing, he don't dance, he don't tell jokes, he don't do anything. That's why he's been on. Well, he got crazy. He heard that.
Oh.
After the show, he chased me. He said, you know, I got more talent in my little finger than anybody I ever had on this show. As you really believe that you old as you're nuts. You know?
And legendary talk show host Dick Cavett.
I don't know. I can give you an exclusive here, I think.
Oh, let's do.
Sitting there with Alfred Hitchcock. During a commercial break, he started looking straight ahead, not really right at me. And then he suddenly begins sort of speaking aloud to no one and says, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Grace Kelly, the most promiscuous woman I've ever known.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
We are back on the Charlie Evers Show. We got several phone calls during the break we weren't able to put on the air, but if you'll give me a call back at 740-383-9944, we'll get you up on the air and hopefully maybe get some answers to these trivia questions. So just go ahead and give me a ring back, and here we go. WWGA's Radio, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself today?
Oh, I'm doing good. Hey, is the rubber capital Akron, Ohio?
Yes, that is correct. It is Akron, Ohio.
All right, that's what we like.
All right, and would you like a prize?
Sure, why not?
All right, and what is your name?
My name is Thomas Studer, S-T-U-D-E-R. What was your prizes again, so everyone knows?
Okay, sure. They're the McDonald's of Extra Value Meals. There's a CRT coffee mug and a large-size Jags T-shirt.
I'll take a Jags T-shirt.
Jags T-shirt. Okay.
Sure.
All right. I will mark you down for that.
Great. And how long are you there, Phil?
Today, we're here till 3 o'clock. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. until 3.
All right.
So you can stop on in, and we're at the Beltone Building on Center Street, just down from Lee's Chicken.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot. You're doing a good job.
Oh, thank you so much. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right. There we go. Rubber capital of the world, Akron, Ohio. That is correct. Correctamundo. And this is the Charlie Evers Show. Nate Redmond here. Once again, those prizes are extra value meals to McDonald's, CRT coffee mugs, and a large size Jags t-shirt. And it's nice, except it won't fit me. I'm a pretty big guy. I'm a 4XLT, so they'd have to sew a couple of those together to fit me. The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? Actually, pretty easy city. Ohio Senator John Glenn became the oldest man to venture into outer space. How old was he when he returned to the space program in October of 1998? Ohio Senator John Glenn became the oldest man to venture into outer space. How old was he when he returned to the space program in October of 1998? Yes, indeed. Can you tell me that? 740-383-9944 is the phone number. 740-383-9944. The first Porsche was a hybrid. The first production Porsche sports car designed by the Austrian Ferdinand Porsche and built in 1900 was a hybrid. The loner Porsche Semper Vivus used a gasoline engine, electric motors, and a battery and could reach 35 miles per hour, an Austrian record at the time. It would be almost another 100 years before Toyota released their mass-produced hybrid, the Prius. Here's another phone call. We'll see if we can get another answer to a trivia question. WWGH Radio, you're on the air. Hi. WWGH Radio, you're on the air. Hello. You might turn your radio down. Well, I can hear us in the background, I think. we'll check back in just a minute and see if anybody's there. What does the discerning billionaire buy when he wants to make a splash on the water? A yacht? A super yacht? Try a giga yacht. In 2009, Russian businessman Roman Abramov launched Eclipse, the biggest private yacht in the world, costing an estimated $1.2 billion, packed into the 557-foot length, longer than five blue whales nose-to-nose. Here we have a call back. Let's see here. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic.
Right. Have you got the answer to the rubber capital of the world yet?
Yeah, we got the answer to that. But go ahead and tell me what it is.
Well, I was awkward.
Yeah, that is right. Yeah, we got the answer to that one.
All right. I didn't know whether you did or not. All right, thank you.
Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Yep, the rubber capital of the world is Akron. But anyhow, this guy built the giga yacht. Roman Abramovich launched Eclipse. Man. And longer than five blue whales, nose to tail. He had a movie theater, two swimming pools, bulletproof windows, a mini submarine. Yeah, a mini submarine on this thing. A sophisticated missile defense system. A laser system designed to seek out the cameras of floating paparazzi and destroy photographs before they can be taken. The sheer size of this giga yacht means that you could buy a Ferrari with the money it takes to fill it up with fuel. And once underway, it costs an estimated $6,000 per hour to run at a top speed of 33 knots. $6,000 per hour to run. My goodness, that's more than what I make in a year. No, I'm just kidding. Sort of. Boy, I just would like to ride on one of those. That would be fantastic to just ride on one. It'd be great. Let me tell you about Lucky Larry. Lucky Larry, he was one lucky duck. He flew into LAX Airport in a lawn chair. In 1982, Vietnam veteran and truck driver Larry Walters from California fulfilled a long-held dream and attached 42 helium weather balloons to his lawn chair. He expected to hover a leisurely 32 feet off the ground, but the balloons were caught by the wind and surged to an incredible 16,000 feet. After drifting into the path of airliners, landing at Los Angeles Airport, and becoming entangled in power lines, Inspiration 1, as Larry christened his flying lawn chair, eventually touched the ground without injury. After a customary fine from the FAA, Larry became a celebrity overnight, appearing on The Letterman and The Tonight Show. Boy, that'd be a wild ride, wouldn't it? In a lawn chair? Might be kind of fun, though, but I wouldn't want to go that high. That one, boy, 16,000 feet into the air? I don't think so. That would be just too scary, I think. And maybe, I wonder if he had a seatbelt. Do you suppose he had a seatbelt? I don't know. Hot air ballooning seems like a peaceful and relaxing activity, sort of. Unless you're scared of heights, and not particularly dangerous, but for early balloonists, the truth was somewhat different, as they generally used highly flammable hydrogen gas instead of hot air or helium. In January of 1785, the French inventor Jean-Pierre Blanchard and American John Jeffries used an early hydrogen gas balloon to make the first flight across the English Channel from the cliffs at Dover, England, toward Calais, France. At one point, the balloon descended to within a few hundred feet of the sea, forcing Blanchard and Jeffries to jettison all ballast and even strip off their clothes before the balloon ascended again. Later that same year, Frenchman de Rozier attempted to reverse Blanchard's channel journey. He had combined a hot air balloon with a hydrogen balloon. This proved to be a bad decision, as sparks from the hot air burner ignited the gas at 3,000 feet, and he became the first person to die in an air accident. Blanchard also pioneered the use of parachutes, throwing a dog attached to the new invention from one of his balloons. How cruel! Yes, he threw a dog out. Well, fortunately, the dog survived, which paved the way for André Jacques Guérin to make the first successful, if violently uncomfortable, parachute drop to Earth in 1787. Hot air balloons. I just love to watch them. I go to Marysville every year and go to the balloon show. That's a lot of fun. But I don't know about going up in one. Getting in that basket and just seeing the whole Earth drop beneath you. I'm not scared of flying. I love flying. I've been in jet airplanes, and even as a young kid, I went up in my grandfather's ultralight. That was something else. Hey, we're getting ready to take a break here. We'll be back with the final 15 minutes of the Charlie Evers Show. My name is Nate Redmond, guest hosting for Charlie Evers, and having a good time. Our phone number is 740-383-9945. 844. Our website is www.wwgh1071.com. You can hop on there and check us out. There's some pictures up there. There's archives of all the shows up there. You can just go through there and listen to your heart's content. It's pretty cool, and you can also listen live up there. So that's www.wwgh1071.com. So get online.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dallas and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marian, native and Miss America, Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
This is Marianne Michaels, and you can catch my friend Scott Spears Monday through Friday right here on WWGH 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. Entertaining interviews with celebrities and local topics every day.
Live 12:10 to 2 p.m.
All right, and we are back on the Charlie Evers Show. Nate Redman sitting in for Charlie. And let's have some more trivia. We're going to have some more interesting things from Ohio here shortly. But let's go over some more trivia questions here, see if we can get some more answers. The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? Ohio Senator John Glenn became the oldest man to venture into outer space. How old was he when he returned to the space program in October of 1998? Yes, indeed. And for these first, for these first three questions, I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer to them. What city was the first ambulance service established in 1865? The answer to that is Cincinnati. Ermal Frazee invented the pop-top can in what town? That answer is Kettering, and we have a phone call coming in. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Was John Glenn 77?
He was 77 years old, that is correct.
Right.
Would you like a prize?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we have the McDonald's Extra Value Meals.
I'll take the McDonald's.
You want the McDonald's, all right, and what's your name?
Bob Austin.
Bob Austin?
Yeah, and I'm sitting here with a broken neck, so my son or daughter-in-law will have to come in and pick it up for me.
Oh, okay. All right. I will.
Yeah, they won't be in today, but they'll be in next week and get it.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, thank you for listening, and I'm sorry about you say you're sitting with a broken neck?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that, and we wish you a speedy recovery.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. We have a visitor in the studio. Are you here to pick up a prize? Which one are you picking up? Okay, remind me what you won. Right there. You can go ahead and take that right there. Thank you very much. Thanks for stopping in. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. You have a great day. Shake hands. Absolutely. All right. Have a great day. Always happy to meet our listeners. 740-383-9944. You are on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you give, I have to walk in the other room to get away from the radio. That's how I missed that very first question that lady got while I walked in here. But did you give the answer to the cash register yet?
No, I didn't give the answer. I was just about ready to give the answer, but I didn't. Nope, you just caught me just in time.
You're running that show real well. I like your style. You're a very nice young man, and I just appreciate everything you've done today. And
thank you.
I'm going to put a little plug in if you got a minute. I'm going to say hello to Charlie. Charlie and Jeannie, take care, and Carol, I'll catch up with you later. and get back to you, Nate. I tried to figure up your age. You give away a couple little things there. Are you about 37?
Just about. Tomorrow's my birthday, and I will turn 34.
Okay. Well, you're doing a whale of a job, and I think you touched the hand of a good radio man there, and he puts you in the right way, and I'm telling you, you're doing a terrific job. There might be a opening here in Marion for you before long, and I hope you'd get it and go a long ways with it.
Well, thank you very much for the compliment. I do appreciate that.
I'm not talking about Charlie's shoes. Now, he's going to be around a while, but...
Yeah, we don't want to... Yeah, Charlie, we want him for another very long time.
Well, he's got to come up here and help you out once in a while, see you help him out, so... He's the type of man to turn about fair play, so he'll get back with you, see?
Yeah, right. Charlie's a good guy.
Yes, he is. I've known him for a long time. I even walked his wife home from school when I was a kid in the grade school.
Oh, that's interesting. All right. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Well, that's pretty interesting, yeah. Hey, that cash register, no doubt, he invented that to put his cash in and this and that, and that was one of those push button, the drawer would come out, right?
Right, yeah, that was one of the...
It was a lever you pushed down on, and the door would come out. So he had to invent that to put his cash in, I guess.
He did, but I'll go ahead and give you the answer that I had, since I was getting ready to.
You do that, and I'll sign off right now. Thanks a lot.
Okay, all right, you have a great day. Thanks.
I'd like to meet you, so I'll find out from Scott all about particulars. Thanks.
Okay.
Hey, doing a swell job, thanks.
Thank you, uh-huh, bye-bye. The reason that James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879 was to stop his workers from stealing. Yeah, they were robbing him blind. So he wanted to be able to keep track. So to stop his workers from stealing was the reason that James J. Ritty of Dayton invented the cash register in 1879. One smart man, for sure. hey, here we go. Cleveland is home to what famous hall? This is a pretty easy one. Cleveland is home to what famous hall? Can you tell me that one? 740-383-9944. Nate Redmond here on the Charlie Evers Show. Filling in for the big man, Charlie Evers himself, as he recuperates, and we hope he gets back here in a quick fashion, because we certainly like Charlie. Well, it's 2:52 is the time, and I'll tell you what, it's already March the 8th. You know, I was thinking the other day, I'll tell you in a minute, here's a phone call. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, Cleveland, it's the home of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's it. All right, would you like a prize?
Oh, I'm not eligible.
You're not eligible, okay.
Just wanted to play along.
Well, I'm glad you did. Thank you for...
Okay.
Thanks for listening and phoning in.
Uh-huh, bye.
Bye-bye. All right, yes, indeed. A Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Well, we got that one, so let me ask you this. Can you tell me Canton is the home to what famous hall? Canton, Ohio is the home to what famous hall? Can you tell me that one? It's 740-383-9944 on the Charlie Evers Show. But the one I found really interesting was this one. Oh, you know what? We already got that one. There. The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? The American Federation of Labor was founded in what city? Not too hard. It's a pretty easy city. Can you tell me that one? Or can you tell me Canton is home to what famous hall? 740-383-9944. Well, here in the final 6 minutes of the program here, I have what I would call offbeat news stories. News stories that maybe you don't hear too much and that might give you a little chuckle. This story comes from Thailand. A Thailand woman whose dogs started barking at her pickup truck, looked under the vehicle and discovered the cause, a huge king cobra in the compartment. More on that in a moment. Phone call here. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, would that be the Football Hall of Fame?
That's what I'm looking for. That is correct. Would you like a prize?
No, thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, indeed. Canton is home to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And would you believe it? I've never got a chance. Oh, hang on. Another phone call. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Yeah, I wanted to take a guess at the Federation of Labor. Just a wild guess.
Sure.
Would it be the steel mills in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania?
No, not the steel mills in Pennsylvania. This is an Ohio town.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I should mention it's my fault. I should mention that all these answers are Ohio towns or have to do with Ohio. So my bad on that one. Sorry about that one. But yeah, the American Federation of Labor was founded in this Ohio city. Okay, back to the Thailand woman. Yes, she found a huge king cobra in the engine compartment. Her name is a difficult one, so I sounded it out to hopefully get it right. Chuttikarn Kathong Chiharin, 30 years old, said she was getting ready to cook at her Chonburi home Monday after returning from a market when her dog started barking at her truck. The woman said she went out to investigate and spotted the snake's tail hanging from under the hood of the truck. The snake might have come from the cassava field nearby, or it might have been within the car and joined her for the ride. WWGH Radio, you're on the air.
Yes, the American Federation is Columbus, Ohio.
That is correct. Very good. Would you like a prize?
Yes, please.
All right. And could I get your name, please?
Travis Malone.
All right. How you doing today?
Fine, you?
Good. And what would you like? We got the McDonald's, we got the CRT coffee mugs, and the large-size Jags t-shirt.
I'll take the McDonald's.
Okay, the McDonald's it is.
Do I have to pick that up today?
No, you don't. I've got your name on a list, and Monday through Friday between 10 and 3.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening.
All right.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right. Very good. Got the answer to that one. Columbus, Ohio is the American Federation of Labor where it was founded. Well, I'm pretty pleased. You people of Marion are smart people. Of course, I already knew that. I live in Waldo, but I do my shopping here, and I go to church here, and I hang out here. So, I tan here. I do all sorts of things here in Marion. Marion, I consider my home away from home. So, and of course, I'm a big fan of WWGH Radio 107.1 and the Charlie Evers Show. And we're down to less than 2 minutes already. Can you believe it? I'm going to try to squeeze in one more story. An Alberta man found a creative way to showcase his local frigid temperatures. He put a plate of pasta outside to freeze. Jonathan Scholes of Calgary said it only took about 10 to 15 minutes for the plate of boiling hot noodles to freeze solid with a fork in midair. Yes, indeed, in midair. He said the temperature outside was negative 22 degrees when he created the unusual winter sculpture. Well, you all have a great week, a wonderful weekend, and a great rest of your day. Nate Redmond here. It's been a joy to sit in for Charlie Evers. I've had a great time. answering, getting some answers to some trivia questions, sharing some Ohio facts, and just having a good time. But keep your ear right here to the radio. There's a lot more to come on 107.1 FM, WWGH, and WWGH107.1.com. Streaming live on the internet. Remember that, so you can hear us from anywhere. So that's pretty cool. So you can check us out. You can also find WWGH on Facebook. We are everywhere. So keep it tuned right here to your favorite Marion station.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From presidential nominee, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Okay, well, let's here we go. It's announcement time.
I want to write myself on an independent ticket and run for president of the United States.
What inspired this?
A lot of the situations where it's quite evident that it's time for a change. Everything must change. If there were no butterflies, if there were no caterpillars, there'd be no butterflies. Change, change, change. That's what it's time for, Scott. You know it. Terry Tackett knows it. Scott Anthony knows it. Brianna knows it. It's time for a change. Not just in the housing market. I'm talking about globally. Our United States government is spending more money on building prisons and earning money per capita of inmates, and then won't give a darn about cutting school spending. Our teachers and our educators are underpaid, if you ask me, underpaid. Our kids need to compete with other nations like China. The list goes on. I'm just sick and tired of walking up to little children and them being clueless without a PC.
WWGH Radio, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, the place to talk. Find us on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Look for us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM and clicking like for exclusive content.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair.
This is Patty Worcester with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, it's Pastor Steve Whitaker from The Pastor Spot. We are on every Tuesday at 5:15 and replay again on Wednesday at 3:15. We take pertinent issues of the day going on and look at them in a biblical perspective. So we'd love to have you listen and just, you know, call in, just get a conversation going and have a great time on the show.
Pastor Steve Whitaker is the pastor at Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. Address 209 East Water Street.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
Marion Court Apartments, located on Fairfax Road, offering newly updated one-bedroom apartments with laundry room and patio. Telephone number 740-389-3462. Central Baptist Church would like for you and your family to join them for worship service Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Central Baptist Church is located at 2816 Marion Waldo Road. We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marion Moments. Norman Thomas was an American Presbyterian minister who achieved fame as a socialist, pacifist, and six-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party of America. Thomas was the oldest of six children, born November 20, 1884, in Marion. The Norman Thomas High School in Manhattan and the Norman Thomas Library at Princeton University's Forbes College are named after him, as is the Assembly Hall at the Three Arrows Cooperative Society, where he was a frequent visitor. He is also the grandfather of Newsweek columnist Evan Thomas and the great-grandfather of writer Louisa Thomas. A plaque in the Norman Thomas Library reads, Norman M. Thomas, Class of 1905, quote, I'm not the champion of lost causes, but the champion of causes not yet won, end quote.
This is Bob Bender. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Talking Points with Seth Schollinger on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Moral Companies, LLC, leading the way with quality and service. Telephone number 1-800-554-3981, website moralcompanies.com, address Moral Location, 132 Postal Avenue, P.O. Box 26, Morrill, Ohio, 43337, Caledonia Location, 1592 Columbus Sandusky Road North, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314, celebrating 55 years of service. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
You know, Scott, when President Trump announced he was running for president, I called him an egotistical jerk.
Yes, I do remember that. Has your mind changed?
Well, no.
No?
See, you thought I meant that in a negative way. Rookie mistake.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Meadows Lawn Care and Landscaping is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-5638. Email meadowslawncare43302@gmail.com. Creating unique environments. Facebook, Meadows Lawn Care.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do I do? Well, I can always listen to Adam the Computer Guy. He's on every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:13 at WWGH. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 9:13 right here on 107.1 FM WWGH.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address, 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number, 740-387-9050.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Scott Spears in the WWGH News Center. Recently on WWGH Radio, 2019 Republican candidate for mayor of Marion and current at-large city councilman Kevin Norris appeared and gave his thoughts on current mayor Scott Schertzer's line item veto of $100,000.